Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Poor President. President Obama lives in the opulent White House. David Cameron has luxurious number 10 Downing Street. And French President François Hollande works in the spectacular Palais de l'Élysée. So, where does the President of Uruguay live? On a small farm in a tiny, run-down house. When José Mujica became the Uruguayan president in 2010, he decided not to live in the enormous presidential mansion with its 42 staff. Instead, he opted to stay on the humble flower farm he owns with his wife. On top of that, José doesn't have a limousine or a chauffeur, but prefers to drive himself in his 1987 VW Beetle. "I'm called the poorest president, but I don't feel poor," José told the press. He donates 90% of his presidential salary to the needy and earns most of his money growing and selling chrysanthemums. "If you don't have many possessions, then you don't need to work all your life like a slave to sustain them, and therefore you have more time for yourself."
Fun fact: a 2011 study found the citizens of poorer countries are often happier than people who live in wealthier countries. Fat tax. You've heard of sexism and ageism, but what about weightism? Samoa Air has become the first airline to charge people according to how much they weigh. When customers book their tickets online, they enter their weight and the fare is calculated on that basis. There is no doubt in my mind that this is the concept of the future. This is the fairest way of traveling, Air Samoa CEO Chris Langton said. But critics have called the policy a fat tax and say it unfairly discriminates against people based on their weight. And one reporter explained how the system doesn't only have an impact on overweight people. It also affects tall people, muscular people, pregnant women, and men generally, as they tend to weigh more than women.
Fun fact: until the 1970s, many airlines required female cabin crew to be single. If they got married, they lost their job.